ennen ayen bangotte ye qayun ayen chingwa qayun yakena kunni bikangi doktude tamanga yuru ninungui data tikak qomo khadamiya jiu na qurunna agan dar qangwa jiu ya khamar tung ya khamar se qattar galut tewate naro khonga mo kuninga idarang chon dayen tema khardur poyqtur qatik qaqo ibaq khodut nan qaqo ati toyo qortoy jo ana khodega joyo dorang nyaung na hongmongo ango phanyei uktu atatan tokogon idihaw qotawer tornelu yami joyo doru yoktu rakami yakotani dokkatangotini jo tsakati jul tuha matakang tuha ma khomiu ya ya iba kaya tiyo kaya tiyo kaya tiyo kaya niyang na hong ayaw mo na hama hod payok tulak kami manong niyon mayot ti hama okto at mitok takodo na hama tiyo kaya tiyo at hama o mitok takodo na hana na at hama okto yok rog rog pong na nyaung na hongun kangachak ton koin na rog ge ba ka ho ahen de yu ra pung mi ga akkara re ade kama ku i gi hi ak to ka ro ji inok to ku wo ne gi hi ak ta na нигэмма иккардиат таккуэ кардии канэрмаги буйортулеккэп иньуи танна аккаата идан токогонэр нигэмгаа хивэри катангутэ ангутин нахэема хогум такку дэ ноқтореп дашин анга тассани тронерман анга хонгата майут қаруатиуллаа тақорнеқту тақорнеқтуатиу нуаннартоо хидгоо атқанорнои ваджили буйори киати дашани туу нэсэнэ октотор уннур куннэлэрмут куур ихамаа хоор унаауритсиингани туанаами хигут каяртэрнаа геранэрхо ихамаа хоогатиу агаунгоо агаунгуммат ат айдука кэр ауритсиумат дэ ататани Tässymeningiamme katengutaa kuuru tänne. Täten hieno nappahamajan kuuluttuomman. Angon pehätinien ruktuua. Tekan ongottaa hamauttaa uudistiimman. Taukko äkkäätä, ei, angaata. Angani pika anga dan cikau berkara tu dia abdhamuk tu abdhamuk cikau hiwun akhama ukra tanun hakil hakil jinnam saya tekukum hiw mayu akadit jutu mayu akamu jinnam. Ik doe het niet. Ik doe het niet. nat inna khama unnu unnum unnu unnu nam unnu dong chuma chunne ri nam unnu de makishir nuni na pamal nuni out senit ja dhanna nuda de senit ja tu uktoyu tukturiyama dhanna kha ma eyu mari nuni tong chim hevri chikin chikit khodu tuk tukadu eyu ma kadana me pagat sa dunga hakia pihenni nojaamat napamahungungan takkapau nakkuktuumun umiamik imatti amammeamijingmun umiamik kamuad hamahuu kappihungnirukwara uakkai uin taatat kapeh gua tu tuhono unik bisia urat ucang me ngono tak tuhono imat dah nak hora ya pat kapeh aku anom ne min human kaya tu ne ma bit bit ni koi i humak no ona ho bit tau ro ko kam hak hak bah hak dan ne Mia ayong tok dan na yang na hodu aru cuyudu ekonga unhang baha choho wong aru cing mani idwe sabat muni tua hao ho ingat nan nilai ituk itua tan saya kuk purung na saya tema kuk toho e cuyudu ho Tasmoktoyu takamung nai khum yerong na khama khum yimkur nan nak taktoe kok taktoe kan yak nun mak nun ning kayak tokot taktoe takamung ido wiak tok hon kyot te ya ma annoi tuming atijihia nadadoep annoi to awani tok kamana okura aurichiu tana ringa ni takkamani aurichiu munyuna tadi kyuna ai annoi tuming tasenya kiten nunakka ho matdum hida adinarukum ano ko sa tiro kum tapong ko tiro kumo kaya tama nuna ako ano ito mga tis idani tapo ni huna kwebito inani ang kwebit tapo ang pero kuto no awon ako kagro no kung tawa hanang ni rom Ukpihir kang kung kung tawhan nung niyo mo kaya adi dahang niyo kung niyo kung kaya mo na nilakak adi dahang kung tawhan dahil Ukuran aku mak dengan mat akama, tiga mak, oktober nuriat,
Tehki hongu de kanga pui gut da ga hindu. So find the reeds as yet, and there they got off, and they didn't even know where they're gonna stay, because they didn't know, he didn't know anybody in as yet. Find the somebody what do you call it, had mercy. And so they took them home, and they were staying with this family, and they stayed there some days. Finally, there was an a cousin to his wife. Had heard that they arrived to Asiat for, and they lived in another town, I mean settlement. So he came into town to get them, and they went with a boat, and he came in kayak, but they went in a boat to that place where he was from. And there, they stayed with his wife's uncle. And they were just staying there a few days. Again, there was two motorboat came from other places and looked after them, because they looked for them, because they had heard that they were in that town. Still going to still trying to go to her parents' place. So they knew where they were. They had to go further in the fjord. So they took them with them, because they were this family was going to this place because one of her, I mean, his wife's relative was dead, and these people were also in family with her, so they went together with these people on these two boats to that little place. And when they arrived, they were already had buried the man. So they didn't get there before the burial of the man. So they stayed with her cousin, I think. And they've been there a few days again, so finally somebody took them to Kanuna Achiritana Hakivinuna.
Anoito.
Na'a.
Kivitununa.
Na'a and Hakivinuna.
Auretchivi.
Auretchivi. So finally they went to Auretchivi, there where her father lived. And he came down because they knew he was getting ill. But he came down to the shore to say, welcome them. And they went up to the house. But they could see he was kind of sick. And during that evening, after they first met him and the father-in-law, he lay down on the bed and he never got up again. He got very ill. So they were there in a few days. Finally, someone asked Otto, his name was Otto, a cousin to his wife. Got Kulutengwaka, he wanted to take Kulutengwa to go, what do you call it, reindeer hunting, because he thought the father-in-law would still be alive when they get back from the hunting, because he thought it would be nice for Kulutengwa to feed his father-in-law first time he had seen him. So they went off in a skin boat, Greenlandic skin board, to this place to hunt a reindeer. And Kulutengwa was scared because that boat was just going like that, and he thought, oh, it's just like a kayak, you know, but it's a boat, and I'm scared. But he find out that every time there's a level where it stops when it reached the sea, so it was safe. But there was also a place, some places where there's a huge stream. What do you call it? Stream.
River.
Ström. Ström i haven. What do you call it? Like a float in the in the sea, because there's some
strong stream.
Yeah.
Strong current.
Yeah. So this guy and the family knew this, but it was a bit scary for him because you have to pass this thing when it stops for a moment, and they could go through that safely. And they went to a place called Anoritok, just like Anoritok up north. It's an island. And when they've been there for a little while, Kulutengwa went up on the land to try to get the hares, and he got two hares, and he walked a different way up, but when he thought, when he was going down again to the camp, he thought he could make a shortcut, but when he came half through, he could see some trees, I don't know what you call them, bushes, but I thought, oh, I'm a bit scared of that. So he had to turn around and go back the other way. He thought these trees would looked very scary. Could you stop this a moment, because The Sunganakayu I Uka Naana. So when he came down with the two hairs, the wife to the same man, the first hair, and just started to skin it up like this, like you take it, they take the skin off like that. And he thought that it was, if you see somebody skin a dead dog that way, like skinning it up like that. So he took the other hair and said, up north in Thule, we do this. And he just cut this, cut the skin off that way between the legs, mm-hmm. and turned the whole thing out without opening mm-hmm. anything else. Oh, how it was, how you do that in up there, she said. But he didn't know if she done, if she did that after him.
Right.
After him.
Right.
And there was a kind of a cave nearby. And so the people said, have you ever seen a man walking, a man living away from people? Kivito. Mm. No, he said. So you can see he's laying in there. Not a cave, what do you call it? He had made a place, mm-hmm. but you can see through it. Because it's made of rocks and mm-hmm. bushes. And he could see the man laying in there. He just looked like he was alive, but still laying and resting. But he couldn't see the face. But he could see the clothing was very, clean and new. Blue jacket and other kind of pants. But he couldn't see the, because there was, you can see this man through the holes. I said, that's a kivito. Oh, I see. And he was dead, and he was just laying there.
He was dead?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. The saying of the heart, I'm not with it. Come out and go down mew. Yep, the dutta. Where he do it to do the hoodie. Cheese tattle home and no number for the hill. In my visitor, the shirt would be cheering. I've been the one. Nuna, met only a couple. Tak po the clerk. Can Uri put the people in the afternoon? Uri Takura put out the afternoon. Taka did I put a sin? Uri Tatron the share. Then Unge Shaho, Nuna, Takbun. I don't think I will hit jail. Wahai doktor manusia kan ini waktu jauhnya hikmah tema dan urut tak turunkan ayo mengada ayo dokpon dan nak ayah tak wakun malik dua aku tu malik kisah akan jengah itu maya yang tahu yuk im hangar yuk Ordune, ik tog en ordune. Imma bidrager, imma bidrager, ordningen er,
So finally, after the one night on that camp where he got the hairs, day after, they were going to further into land to go hunting for the reindeer. And the man said that we have to wait a little before we can start to travel in. We're in there, in the bottom of a fjord. Because there, you can only travel in that far into land if it's high tide. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise it would be impossible. So they started to travel slowly. They were paddling. Inuit Kasida. Okay, I don't know if I can remember. So finally they were traveling in there. It was far, far in. And this Kaya was leading them. And there was a brown sea. They came to brown sea area and it was far, far into the yard. And this kayak was leading them, going like this. And so these people who rode the boat followed him. And he wasn't real. No, why? But this woman, this man who had the boat, he said, you can just drink the water now from the sea because it's all, what do you call it, the fresh water. Even if you are way out in the sea. So he could see someone just took a cup and drank it. And he was a bit, he thought a bit it was funny.
A bit skeptical.
Yeah. So they were traveling and traveling like that, following this kayak. You couldn't see the bottom of the sea because there was a brown sea, brown water. Finally they reached the land and the man kept saying to them that you have to row fast but don't get tired. But they tried to get to the shore before the low tide comes. And finally they reached the shore and they got off and made a camp. They put their tents up and hini kesi ahi itirasi imaktangi. So they was there for a little while and they went to sleep. And in the morning when they got up, there was no sea at all. They couldn't see no sea. It was just the bottom of the sea. And he could see this kind of a road in the bottom of the sea. It's like it made the stream had made a kind of a place for the kayaks and the boat to go through. Otherwise, the rest of it is very shallow. Mm-hmm. And all the sea bottom was just mud. And you could see little tops here and there all over, but you couldn't see the sea. The whole thing was just the mud, and you couldn't walk in that because there was you got through. Mm-hmm. So finally, this woman told that once that she was a girl, the family, her father and the mother and the family was traveling, passing through this place, and they were trying to go through that place. Following this, road in the sea. But the father was going in a kayak and trying to lead them, but he had took a wrong place. So they were stuck in the sea bottom, which was mud. So they had to stay there and wait until the high tide come again. And she said it was kind of scary because they had lots of stuff in the boat and they couldn't get up just to stretch your legs, but they had to use the sticks they used for the tent to put them to the sea bottom so they could stretch their legs a bit. Otherwise, they would just go through where they mud if they tried to stand up on the ground. The finally, day after they woke up, they went, the men, there were six men,
mm-hmm.
and two women and three children. So the men went up, walked up, far up on the land to find reindeer, leaving these women and the children behind. So finally they found a group of seven reindeer, a male and some females and some young reindeers, kind of a family.
Mm-hmm.
So this man said, you and me, to Kolodengwak, we're gonna shoot these two females, and the other Otto gonna shoot the male. Because if we don't get the females, they would run away with their what do you call it? What do you call the children
young,
of the
young reindeer?
The young reindeers.
It'll come to me in a moment. Fawns.
Okay. So they got two, they shoot most of them right after each other. And there was only one young reindeer they lost, and they were just, it was just running away. So they got six reindeers, the male, two females, and the younger ones. And he tried to follow after this reindeer, but mm-hmm. it was too fast and disappeared. So he came back to the group. And they caught them. And there they overnight, because they walked very far up the land. Day after the berries, they left some of the meat behind them and took some of it down to the camp. And overnight at the camp and went up again to get the rest of the meat and skin. And walked down again. And they tried to get some other reindeer, but there was no. They couldn't see nothing. So they went back to the.
They'd got wise.
Yeah. They went to the. They went back to the camp again. I hear the singer. Tini Tiwi me after that them Pakawi.
Nah. This is Tini Tiwi me again. Because none of that done not really to begin it not a mow. The singing is achieving me gani, or achieving me gani to floor.
Aye, or achieving me gani after I hear at them to carry?
Eh,
took to near cut out Louis Hoodie.
No, I took to me up the sin, took me up the senator who took me a mow.
Ah,
yes, and he not there.
They could down the pillar, Ranko, took to a ranga seat there. The singer, a double piercing.
Talking
the singer, need I get that way after.
I got doctor.
At them, I'll take a real young.
Not a picking a real one. Singer, it taught when you win.
Ah,
I got that with a hand.
Ah, okay.
Then
they okay. I think it was like this that when they came back to the camp with the rest of the reindeer, and they tried to go out again to find another. They might be hit that I get up to the near hit that I see.
I don't be a car.
Okay. They went back to the place to get rest of the meat and skin day after. And then when they were walking home to the camp, the guy who had the boat, he fell, and he broke not the leg, but the what do you call it? This meat, whatever.
Fine.
You know.
Damage is fine. Yes.
No, just the not the leg, no. But it was a cut.
uh-huh.
in his leg,
uh-huh.
but not the leg. So there was a big cut in his leg. And skin and muscle was wide open. So they had to walk back to the camp and just gave up going to another places to go reindeer hunt again. Det er sådan, at det er jo til at et der hvor han der med det.
Det er sådan, at han er der, han er der, han er der, han er der, hvor han er.
So from there, from the camp, they went back home because he was hurt.
I'm going to go to the house. I'm going up the boat log to and then Uri Chibi. I'm going to go to the house. Sikiraqqumahunnguuqiyaatigut naqqurnernia ampaq am bandar nak le atat cimik duri mak no nak lo kamu ni kau nak kau mi I mat tak I dokat cita aru tu ni nak payah mo izinjak sesekian huriak tuan. Nak payah hangong yang terlalu. Nak pernah nak kengal, nak kenang mah. Nak yang nanti, nak tak sama tu. Jika sama tu, kalau ada cedoi mah, tak. Angis juga, atau kunung, sama dia lo. Into talk those not when McDonald turn covered the can. Oh, my amazing cat, Mono Hang on the cat. Now Macta Tuck. Una, when McDonald, yeah, come on. Don't talk to the one talk to them. That they made up to Angus to his shout. Semua amazing kata, tunggu. Engkau kau yang engkau om netakat, nanat, yo hanya, temu, tang, nak yo ham, tukar do, cewat cewat dan, cewat cew, kikido, tukar do. Emak dah ni jual hantar dulu. Nah, ini siok dulu dan tiang ningyak nak keman. Sudik tiang ningyak ikut hantar tu. Nah, ibu ni tu, ibu kian juga on. Nah, dia tak kemuka macam tu. Ushika dote. Hokatami do Hokatan. They talk more long enough to talk to him. Pocket. I own the reaction. The paying away. Second, I hear. Awakin man, takkan hina, yok diang nai, yok dia kama kau, ukir tuah kerat, nara ya tamak tu, kalau kita orang hiun, ukir tuah tu, ani orang tu, macam ni aku. Orang yang cemil, karena engkau kehamak tuan, karena tercela tuan nak nolong, tak kamu hidup ani kehamak tuan, ani yang mahu menghidup tuyo, hanya hekaman itu ani yang hidup tuyo nak paham, hekudaya tu mahu mengkenal, biar iri kata itu ni, bawa yang nama hidup dah kami. Takkan nunggu, kan nunai nang muntuk. Hakok tak lori, kapehung nunggu kora, pangatak lak. Ayo. Hakok tak tecini aku tak, hakok tak tecodurang. Hakok tak tecini. Puku hidrok nunggu, ikpiahung ni.
Kinakku.
Makka da ku idogatu. Aku bukhe ma bukhani tunya nari. Qortarni rukut. Ano na bu adun bu buyok toyatu. Ma himari khomokra. Pradast da ku qortarti rik.
Where do we start? Oh dear. So finally they came back. No. When they came back from the camp, and the man who had this boat, he divided all the meat to these people who had been with them to hunt caribou, and Kolutengo got lots of meat, also reindeer head. So he was very proud of that, and. Also because he wanted to get this reindeer head for his father-in-law, because so he could have some delicacies from the reindeer. So he got this head for his father-in-law, and it was something very special. So the man was happy, and ate part of this reindeer head. And a few days later, or some time later, he died. And of course, they buried him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long. Kanona hivi uchiu miteya. The senil kahi.
Aru chiumi. Kamachima. Makdung.
So they stayed in the place Auritivik, where his wife's family lived, about 2 months. And finally, they had to go to Asiat because he had to get this education to make bells. So they got a chance to go with a boat, a motorboat, to Asiat. And they didn't even know where they're going to stay again when they arrived to Asiat, him and his family. So finally, somebody again took them home with him, and told him they could stay in his house. Luckily, there was 2 rooms in the house, so this family stayed in there, and they had a room for themselves. And finally, it was time to start to learn how to make a wooden bell. And it was a kind of a.
It's like a wooden chest, is it?
Yeah, you know.
Down on the shore here.
Who yeah. Knows? No, you don't know, like you have these bills, wooden bills, with a full of wine and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And
like a big box?
No, it's a bell, like a wine bell.
Okay, barrel. Yeah.
So that's they made this wooden bell to put the fat in, so they could be export to Denmark. And he learned how to do it, and he was telling about the how he made it, but I can't explain that in English because I don't know.
Or the terminology.
Eh?
Is there a lot of specific terminology?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to see how they made them, because I haven't seen them making this, but I knew that it was kind of a very complicated
skill
to make them. So finally he learned how to make it, and he could make it very perfectly. And while so finally he finished the learn, and they were staying there, and finally they had Christmas, and New Year's Day. Everybody went to a church, and when the ceremony was over, he was carrying his one of his kid in his arm going out, and they almost everybody was trying to go out so fast that they almost carried him out. And his kid, and he couldn't really understand why they were so keen to come out so fast. But he find out when they came out. Everybody, men, all the men had their guns loaded up with what do you call it? The powder, with the gunpowder, not the bullet in it. So because they wanted to shoot the New Year.
Oh.
No, they didn't do that, but they did that right down to the ground, right in front of them. And it was scary, kind of scary, because he never had experienced it before. So they were trying to kind of flee away from these people who were just shooting down to the ground.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. But nothing happened. And during the afternoon, it was a habit that you go around to the houses and shoot in the air to get something from these people you shoot the old year in. So these people, he didn't know, because he never experienced that before. So this family said, you take all these children with you and go around to the houses and you shoot, and they would invite you in. So he had to do that because they told him he should do that. So he was taking the family's children and their own children with him, and going around from house to house. So these people said, you have to have something to put things in. I thought, what kind of, what are we going to get? But they had to have some bags or whatever with them. So he find out, because it was a tradition that that evening or afternoon, everybody who shoot the New Year in, so finally they were walking around from the house to house, and some people invite them inside, and when they get in there, they put the either rye bread or white bread or cake into the bag, and something else that they have. And every time they did that, they gave Kulu Tengwak a glass of a home brew. And he was getting drunker and drunker, going from house to house, and they got lots of stuff in the bags. So finally he just gave up on coming into the houses because he felt a bit dizzy or drunk. He didn't want to go in and get more drunk. So he just stayed outside after he had shoot his gun. So the children came in and to get more of this bread and cake.
We
got lots of cakes.
That's great.
No, there was a little thing I forgot because I don't know why. While they were living in that place where his wife's family lived, somebody's child had a birthday and they were invited. It had been like this. This guy had a, this young boy had a birthday. Finally, they drank a bit of homebrew. There was no more left. So they went to another town. This guy and his family and Kolutengo and his family. So they went out. They went to the guy's parents to get more to drink. And they stayed there one whole week. And Kolutengo was invited from house to house every day, so he drank. He drank 1 week, except when he slept. Finally, Octo, again, the guy who had taken him to reindeer hunting, come and got them because they just stayed there. So finally, he took them home. The whole family again. So, but he was strong 1 week.
Is that where he stopped?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.